Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson for Silver Street Girls Basketball. Now our national anthem from Galesburg High School.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and high stars through the perilous fight, what a rampart we crossed, for so
our national anthem here from John Field Gym. Hopefully we'll be able to get Bill. We had to do things a little bit different tonight. We used to take the wireless mic down to Bill Allison for the starting lineups, but then the Jeff Lamb, who the PA announced for the boys, had hooked up something else up here for us to just plug into. Well, that's not available tonight because they're on the in the process of putting a new PA system in here, so we had to take the wireless down to Bill. He says, don't hate me if I forget to turn it on. he did. That's all right, though. That is all right. So start off with the starting lineup for the Metamora Redbirds. Lexi McClure, a 5'5 senior. Grace Tyra, 5'5 junior guard. Kayla
Lumendier.
Katie Lumendier.
Lumendier.
And then
Kayla Paca.
Paca, okay. And she is a 5'11 sophomore. Alana Terry, their leading returning scorer, 5'11 junior for Metamora. The Streaks will start. Their lone returning starter, 5'7 junior Riley Jenkins. Chelsea Stevenson, a 5'6 senior. Kaylee Miller, a 5'5 senior. Lauren Livingston, a 5'8 junior. And Audrey Peck, a 5'11 junior. Abby Davidson is out for the Streaks. Unfortunately, had a knee injury in one of the first few practices, and looks like she's going to be out for the season, unfortunately, because she's such an athletic player and somebody who could have really helped this team. Although they're inexperienced, she's somebody that could have helped this team.
Right, and it's always tough to lose a player that had a little bit of experience, too. I mean, she didn't play a ton last year, but she did get her feet wet here at the varsity level and would have been a nice addition to the squad. And like you said, especially on the inside, and one of the things I think the Streaks are going to struggle with is controlling Alana Terry in this one. She's got a fairly big size advantage against whoever she goes up against. The tallest player on the floor right now is Audrey Peck for the Streaks. However, she is not as thick as Terry is, so she's going to have a hard time keeping Terry out of the middle.
And stepping into the center circle, Audrey Peck. And the
Over and back.
Yeah, the official had ducked his head so the ball wouldn't hit and didn't see it. Metamora won the tip and went over and back, but nobody saw it but us.
Well, imagine if there was only two other refs on the floor that could have called it, too.
I know. Hey, first game for them also. Down low it goes to Terry. Puts it up off the glass. Missed it. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We are underway from John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. here on WGIL for the opener for Silver Street girls basketball. The Redbirds come out in a man-to-man defense. This is Kayla Miller out high on the left side. Free throw line, it goes to Lauren Livingston. Dribbles left, picks up, kicks out to Riley Jenkins near the center circle. She'll dribble left, picks up, and top of the key, tried to force it, and it got stolen away. This is Paca. Laid it up, missed it, and the ball gets tipped out, and Terry's able to run it down for Metamora. Down low goes to Paca on the left block, left wing, three-pointer up and blocked. It was Lula Mandir on the attempt. Now a steal by Paca. Drives it down left side, lays it up, and it, nope, missed it. And a rebound, Lauren Livingston. She lost a handle on it. Now she's able to pick it up. And it looks like the first game of the season so far.
Right. Well, the Streaks just did a poor job right there twice, not keeping their eye on Paca where she was, and she was able to get her hands in the passing lane twice. They've got to be mindful of that she's going to overplay passing lanes.
Reach foul goes against Grace Tyra, first foul of the basketball game. Lauren Livingston out high left side between the circles. Audrey Peck looks over the defense. Left wing, Riley Jenkins. She'll set up for the three. Good! That's a good way to start offensively for the Streaks. And they take the lead 3-0 with 6:40 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense. Oh, no, are they in a man-to-man? Yeah, they are in a man now. Couldn't tell if they were matching up initially. Down on the right block, it goes to Terry. Nice fake, puts it up with the left hand and got it.
Well, and that should be what Metamora does all evening, is go right inside to her, let her create all the action out of Terry in the inside. Streaks have got to deny the pass inside.
And they turn it over again, but the team's trade turnovers as Riley Jenkins tried to get his Lauren Livingston going down the paint, overthrew her, and the ball came down into the hands of, I think it was McClure, but she stepped on the inline, so the Streaks get it back. Riley Jenkins inbound from the right baseline. Gets it into Audrey Peck out high on the right side to Kaylee Miller out on the volleyball spike line. To Riley Jenkins, right baseline, three-pointers and air ball. And the rebound comes down to Tyra for Metamora.
Might behoove the Streaks even to go with a small lineup at times here in this game, because Terry does not look like she wants to guard on the perimeter.
Yeah, because when Audrey Peck goes out there, she's really nowhere close to her. Three-pointer left wing hits nothing but glass. That from McClure, and the rebound, Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Gets to Kaylee Miller on the right wing. She'll fire the three. Too strong. And the ball is going to fall out of bounds. Took the time to set herself. She had to step back behind the arc, but put a little bit too much on it. First substitution of the ball game in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks is Cadence Leidick, a 5'6 sophomore, and she'll give Chelsea Stevenson a break.
Teams are combined 1 for 5 from the three-point arc, and I think the one was the only one that's been close to the rim.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's the only one that's touched the rim, that's for sure. This is Paca, right wing, travel with it, now got rid of it. She took a bounce and then took an extra step with it. She lost a handle on it. Now Terry has it at the left elbow, drives down the left side, kicks out to the left baseline to McClure. Underneath, try to get it to Paca, tipped away by Livingston. Kaylee Miller comes away with it. To Riley Jenkins, just over 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2. Right wing, this is Cadence Leidick for the Streaks. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston fires a long three-pointer, bounces off, no good. Rebound tapped up by Kaylee Miller, but Alana Terry comes down with it for the Redbirds. Left wing, it goes to Tyra. Now out between the circles, this is McClure for the Redbirds. Out high right side, Katie Lalamandir. Too many syllables in that one.
Oh, good defense right there from Audrey Peck to tip it away, and the steal goes to Jenkins.
Oh, a nice fast break. The pass from
Riley.
Audrey Peck to Riley to Cadence Light, and she lays it up and in, and that makes it 5-2 Streaks. That was a good fast break. Not a lot of dribbling, just a couple of passes and get the layup.
Glad you called it Cadence before I got there. I thought it was Candace for the longest of time.
Now we've got a foul on the shot in the paint. Is it going to go against Kaylee?
Looks like Kaylee Miller.
Yep, Kaylee picks up the first foul for the Streaks, and that's going to send Lexi McClure to the free throw line with two shots. 4:11 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 5-2 lead here in the season opener. Now, yep, still 5-2. That one rolled around and popped back out. Chelsea Stevenson back in. She'll replace Kaylee Miller. Also, Arlita Brown checked in. She gives Audrey Peck a break. So now we'll see what you were saying, Eric, as the second free throw good for McClure. See where Terry's out on the floor, depending on where Arlita Brown's at. Arlita posting up now. Riley Jenkins has it out on the left wing on the dribble, brings it back out.
Arlita needs to get out of there because Lauren's got a good post up on Paca, but they've got to be able to isolate her in there.
Riley, top of the key. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing for three. Good! Thought maybe she'd gotten her toe on the line, but they indicated three, and we'll take it, make it 8-3 streaks.
Good ball reversal. Nice movement and a good seal screen inside by Lauren Livingston. Freed up Chelsea Stevenson. She popped from the post out to the three-point arc, and it was Lauren's screen that freed her up.
You know, I don't know that you're going to get the dribble drive. Nice pass underneath to Terry, and she lays it up and in on the left side. She's got four of their five, making 8-5 streaks, 3:20 to play first quarter. I don't know if we're going to see any dribble drive from Arlita Brown, but you talked about Terry not wanting to come out of guard. When Arlita came out and got it on the left wing last time, Terry was to the high side of her. But Arlita wasn't looking to go. She had a clear path to the baseline for a layup. Now the streaks turn it over. Stolen away by McClure, laid it up, missed it. On the rebound, pocket fighting for it, pulls it away, gives it to Tyra. 12-footer is out, no good. The rebound comes out long to Chelsea Stevenson for the streaks. Or rather, that was Lamontier in this shot. Now the streaks turn over again. Paca lost the handle on the streaks, knocked it away, and it's going to go back to Metamora.
Well, again, streaks not doing a very good job with ball control and Metamora being aggressive. They're going after the ball. Right there, I believe it was Chelsea Stevenson, tried to hold the ball up, and one of the defenders came from behind her and just poked it out.
Kaylee Miller checks back in for the streaks. Audrey Peck in as well. As Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins get a break with 2:45 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-5. Ball nearly stolen.
Good job by Kaylee.
Kaylee Miller, nice quick hand, stole the ball away from McClure. Kaylee's got it across midcourt right side, picks up, now looks for some help. Gives to Caden Slidek, and now a reach foul is going to go against Katie Lallemandeer. Lallemandeer.
I didn't even think about it.
Well, I had to look at the roster because in my scorebook I left out the U. Lallemandeer. Second team foul on Metamora. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-5.
Well, Coach Massey said that the scoring was really going to rely on Livingston and Jenkins for the streak ball club. They're both on the bench right now.
So we'll see what we get when they're not in the game. Who's going to take control? Audrey Peck bounces down to the right baseline. Oh, bounce for Caden Clydeck, but they said she traveled, picked up the pivot foot before she made the pass. So, I mean, obviously Chelsea Stevenson is going to put it up from the three-point arc. She's hit one, but you got to get her open, though. And
right.
You know, play that inside-out game, I guess.
Well, and the other question is who's going to run the point when Riley's out of the game? And, you know, you don't – in years past, you've usually had at least one other point guard that the Streaks could rely on. I don't know that you have an established one just yet on this club.
Katie Ramagen, a 5'9 freshman for Metamora. She drives down the left side lane, missed the shot, though. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Outlet to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee across midcourt. Nice look underneath to Arlita Brown, but she has her shot blocked. The freshman got back there. Ramage, nice hustle. That was a good look, though, from Kaylee Miller down to Arlita Brown running the floor. Streaks will get it back, and back in Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston as Arlita Brown and Caden Flydick will get a break. 1:47 to play in the first quarter. Riley to inbound for the right baseline, out high to Audrey Peck. Between the circles, Kaylee Miller to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Penetrates, hesitates, now up with the left hand off the glass. Too strong, rebound comes down to Paca for Metamora. Redbirds with it, Terry on the right wing. Nice crossover, kicked it back out. Now left wing, travel is going to go against Leah Yanko, 5'6 junior in for the Redbirds.
Katie Ramage, as you said, one of the two freshmen on this team. The other one is Cameron Youngquist. Those two are fresh off a very successful career at Germantown Hills, only missing the state finals once during their junior high careers and having an undefeated regular season last year at 21-0.
Yeah, now they're back at it this year.
Right, yeah. Another strong. That Germantown Hills program has been very strong girls program for the last couple of years.
Lauren Livingston fires a three from the right wing off the dribble, missed it. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Katie Lallemandeer. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Terry puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Audrey Peck for the streaks. Well, that's one of the things Coach Massey talked about also. I asked him, you lost 30 points a game, but more importantly, the 18 rebounds. Kaylee Miller for three, left wing, good. There's 3 3-pointers for the Streaks.
That'll be huge if the Streaks can hit those spot-up threes because you know Riley's going to be able to penetrate and draw defense.
But the bigger thing was replacing 18 rebounds a game from last season, and that's that was the thing that he was worried about. And like you said, you know, with, yes, Audrey Peck's tall, but it's, you know, there's no really big bodies out there for the streak, so it's all about positioning.
Right. You've got to be able to box out, and you've got to get good position. And you got to move when the ball's in the air, and that's one of the things that's tough to teach, especially young players, because they all want to watch to see if the shot goes in as opposed to moving to try to get in position to go get the rebound if it doesn't.
Streaks nearly turned it over, and Newton, nope, a push.
Ooh.
Boy, that Streaks had a break there because they had turned the ball over, and I did see the push. I didn't know they would call it. Katie Ramage going after the loose ball kind of pushed off on Lauren Livingston. Probably would have had the steal if she wouldn't have pushed off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But the Streaks get a break there, so Ramage, the freshman, picks up the foul. She looks like she's pretty athletic as well. So the Streaks get it back with 21.4 to play here in the first quarter, leading 11-5. Left wing, Riley Jenkins to inbound. And it comes to Audrey Peck, to Kaylee Miller out on the volleyball spike line left side. Now Riley Jenkins on the right, her left wing. I don't know if she thought she got pushed or nearly stepped out of bounds there. But anyway, she's got it out in the center circle with 9 seconds to play. Now down the left side, puts it up over the outstretched arms of Terry. Can't hit.
Oh, good rebound.
Good rebound, puts it up. Good! Audrey Peck with a nice rebound putback for the Streaks. As time ran out, that was a good, strong rebound. The only criticism I would have is she immediately put it on the floor, but she did free herself up a little bit, put the shot up and in. We have played one quarter of basketball here in the season opener. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13, the Metamora Redbirds 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. Find your dream home. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter, and they turn it over, kind of the way this game has gone so far. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym, Silver Streak Girls Basketball, the season opener. The Streaks lead the Metamora Redbirds 13-5 here in the opener of the Thanksgiving tournament. Sophomore team lost their opener 56-34 tonight. Metamora with the basketball. Streak starters back on the floor. Chelsea Stevenson, Kaylee Miller, Audrey Peck, Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins. Down on the right block, it goes to Lexi McClure at the free throw line to Tyra. Missed a 15-footer, gets her own rebound, kicks it out to the left wing, and a travel is going to be called on Katie Lalamandir.
5 turnovers now for Metamora, 7 for the Streaks.
So the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Metamora, what, you said 5 turnovers?
5 turnovers.
5 points, 5 turnovers. Coaches never like to see that.
No, that's not a great ratio.
Well, even the 13-7 isn't that great for us either at this point. But, again, first we'll chalk it up to first game. Riley Jenkins, 3 from the left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Lalamandir, 4. Metamora, right wing, it goes to Ramage. Left-handed 18-footer is no good. On the rebound, it went to, let's see, new player into the game, Elena Redgate, a 5'10 sophomore, but she was fouled on the putback. Audrey Peck picks up her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks. 7:02 to play first half. Ramage at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. Second free throw made for Metamora. They are 2 for 3. Streaks didn't shoot a free throw in that first quarter. Second one up and good as well. Make it 13-7. And Metamora with some full court pressure. And the Streaks break it easily. Kaylee Miller across midcourt. Right wing to Cadence Leidick. Tried to get underneath to Audrey Peck, and she gets fouled from behind by Ramage. That was Redgate. Elena Redgate. That's going to be her first foul. 14 fouls now on Metamora. Riley Jenkins inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Caden Slidek out near midcourt. Back to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. She'll bring it back out and set the offense against the Metamora man-to-man defense. Both teams are stuck with a man-to-man. Riley picks it up. Left wing, top of the key to Audrey Peck. Now she gives it over on the right wing to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee to the top of the key, picks up, and now to Riley Jenkins. Metamora's playing some pretty good defense. They're right on the streaks.
Yeah, they're playing a very aggressive man-to-man. They're getting out in passing lanes, and they're really sucking up onto the ball handler. What that opens up is screens, though. Your screen game should be a little bit stronger, and the streaks should be doing some back door cuts towards the rim, and that'll be open.
Right wing, Caden Slidek fires from on top of the three-point arc. Missed it. Rebound, Lauren Livingston had the inside position.
I don't know how there was no foul there.
Yeah, Ramage went up over the top of her, but the streak steal the outlet, and then they turn around and turn it over as well. That's the turnovers sometimes in this game have been so quick. It's not unlike we were just talking off the air about the system at that time where we'd look down and mark down a basket and look up, and the streaks had already gotten a steal and made another basket. It was kind of like that, but it's with turnovers here tonight. It's like on the same play, you turn it over and turn it right back over the other way. 5:47 to play first half. Streaks lead 13-7. Metamora with the basketball. Three-pointer left wing from McClure is no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks.
Strong rebound.
Across herself. Gets right baseline to Caden Slidek. She brings it out to the wing. Now picks up and looks for help. And again, good defense by Metamora. And Caden's just let the ball go. Fortunately, Riley Jenkins able to pull it away. Gets it to Kaylee Miller on the left baseline. Fires a three. Good! Second of the ball game for Kaylee Miller.
Well, and what I like about it, Tom, is that Kaylee's finding a spot where the defense is playing off of her. And she's just posting up there so Riley knows where to get her to the basketball.
Ooh, jump ball called. Paca had lost a ball and kind of slid across the floor with it, but got tied up at the end of that. Rather, it was McClure. And the possession arrow pointing this way. Metamora came to the other end.
Yeah, it should be Metamora basketball.
Yeah, they were all coming this way, but it does belong to Metamora. Arlita Brown back in for the Streaks. Chelsea Stevenson back in. Now a timeout called by Brianna Morrow. Just a 30-second timeout, though. 5:09 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 16-7 lead. Well, not every first game looks like a first game, but we talked in the pregame about how inexperienced these two teams are, and it looks like two inexperienced teams playing their first game of the season.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing I wouldn't be surprised to see, and it hasn't been justified yet, but if the Streaks went to a 2-3 at some point, I think Metamora would have a ton of trouble scoring because they've shown no ability to score outside the paint. And Terry, obviously 4 points, is still their leading scorer. And her touches have all been just in the paint. She gets the ball, she turns around and just flips it up. So, you know, if that were to continue, it would really, the Streaks could really choke them down by playing a tight 2-3 inside the lane.
Well, and for the Streaks offensively, you know, if they, Metamora, as we said, playing good aggressive man-to-man defense, good inbounds play, and the 15-footer no good from the right wing for Grace Tyra. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. But the Streaks, it's all about the ball movement. If they've got quick ball movement, that's where their good ball move is, where they're getting those open looks from the perimeter.
Well, and setting solid screens. Now yeah. Metamora is switching screens, which has been a little bit of a change.
Caden Slidek missed the three-pointer, top of the key. Rebound, Lauren Livingston put it up and in, and she's fouled. And let's see, I believe it went against let's see. Was it Tyra or Lula Mandir? Lula Mandir got the foul. That's her second. Free throw up and no good. First basket for Lauren Livingston tonight. 18-7 Streaks, 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half.
Although I do have her for 6 rebounds, so she's at least been involved in that capacity.
Out high, Terry back in for Metamora. Out high on the left side, it goes to Redgate. Now Tyra, top of the key, gets to Terry, free throw line, drives, kicks to the left baseline to Paca, puts up the 17-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound is put back, is blocked by Caden Slidek, and that was Lula Mandir on the shot. She's got it out high. Now high left side, it goes to Cam Youngquist, the 5'7 freshman in for Metamora. Right wing, Tyra. Out of pocket, left wing it goes to Youngquist. Youngquist brings it back out. Good defense by the Streaks. Don't foul. Yeah. Terry with it at the left elbow. Hands off. Kick out now to Tyra. 3:48 to play here in the first half. Streaks' best defensive stand of the game so far. Terry with it. Cut off nicely by Chelsea Stevenson. Helped help side. Now Terry in the paint. turns, faces travel. Up and travel with it. Again, good defense, not only Lauren Livingston, also some help from Arlita Brown, from Chelsea Stevenson, as Kaylee Miller and Audrey Peck will check back in. Lauren Livingston and Riley Jenkins will get a break with 3:36 to play in the half.
Seven turnovers now for Metamora. Streaks did a nice job on defense there. They didn't let him have much room, and finally Terry just picked up her pivot foot.
Streaks break to 1-2-2 press. Audrey Peck on the baseline. Up, she stepped on it. Oh, they called a travel.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Well, you know, I thought there may have been a travel, but she got bumped. But she stepped out of bounds, though. So
yes.
Either way, it was a turnover, but I thought it was because she stepped on the inline. Because I think she did travel, but I think she got bumped when she did that. But she, by that point, she'd already stepped on the inline. So another Streaks turnover. How many is that now?
That is now 9 for the Silver Streaks.
18 points, 9 turnovers, but they lead 18-7 with 3:10 to play here in the first half. Grace Tyra out near the center circle. Right of the center circle, it goes to Lula Mandir. Now it's Paca on the wing. Back to Lula Mandir on the right baseline outside the three-point arc with less than 3 minutes to play. Out high, this is Tyra, right side. Dribbles left. Again, good defense from the Streaks. They honestly Metamora mirroring each other on defense now.
The only difference is the Streaks are slumping a little bit more towards the three-point arc and below to try to keep the ball. If Terry gets it, they'll collapse on her.
She had it, but she had it at the top of the key. Left wing to Youngquist. Top of the key, it goes to Tyra. She fires a three, missed it, but it's a long rebound. Comes down to Terry. She scooped it up and missed the shot. And Audrey Peck with another rebound for the Streaks. Now it goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Left wing, 18-footer, too strong. Rebound comes down to Youngquist for Metamora. Terry she gets some open looks underneath. She just is not putting a good-looking shot up.
And right.
That time it was Paca on the right side. She put it up and in. That's her first basket. And make it 18-9. Streaks
well,
for the lead.
And I don't blame Coach Massey calling a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. They came back out in the 1-2-2 after the made basket, and the Streaks were befuddled by it. And Audrey Peck was down here all by herself. The defense totally fell asleep. And nobody saw her. And the other thing is, against the 1-2-2, you definitely want to hit the middle of the floor, and we haven't seen that much yet either.
2:02 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a lead, 18-9. 30-second timeout by Coach Massey. Season opener, and we'll have a couple of games coming up this Saturday in the Thanksgiving tournament. And we'll run down that schedule during halftime. All right, Streaks will have it. They'll bring it from three-quarters court. Yeah, it is our ball, yeah. Three-quarters court, and Metamora picks up with pressure. Chelsea Stevenson with it in the backcourt. Riley Jenkins cross midcourt to Kaylee Miller on the left wing. Now it's Lauren Livingston back to Kaylee Miller. She'll fire. Nope, down underneath it goes to Audrey Peck. Missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Lula Mandir for Metamora. Now on the left baseline, Paca misses a shot, gets her own rebound, puts it off the glass, too strong. Peck with another rebound for the Streaks. Streaks bring it back the other way. Riley Jenkins with a minute and a half to play here in the first half. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston dribbles left. Audrey Peck on the right side, kicks back out to Riley Jenkins. Right wing, it goes to Audrey Peck. Out high right side, Lauren Livingston. Now to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Right wing goes to Chelsea Stevenson. She'll drive baseline. Puts it up. No good, but she gets bumped all the way up, and she'll get two shots. And is it going to go against Terry? No, it's going to go against Grace Tyra. And that is her second foul. 16 fouls on Metamora here in the first half, so the Streaks will go to the free throw line from here on out the last few minutes as Chelsea misses the first. She's got a three-pointer in the game. And Tyra's going to go to the bench, and checking back in will be Lexi McClure. 1:10 to play first half, 18-9 Streaks lead.
Chelsea with the jump shot free throw. You don't see that often.
Made that one. Did she do that on the first one? I didn't think she did. She? Okay.
Yeah.
Make it 19-9 Streaks with a 10-point lead. Out high left side, this is Lula Mandir. Right baseline, it goes to McClure. Puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins, and a foul's going to go against McClure as she grabbed the arm of Riley Jenkins. So Riley's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Riley with, they said Lula Mandir. Wow.
Well, if that's the case, that's her third.
Yeah, that's what Bill Allison just said. Huh. I thought it was, I must have not seen the correct number then. Thought it was McClure down there. So Riley Jenkins with a chance of the one and bonus. First one is up and good. 4 points on the night for Riley, including a three-pointer. Cadence Leidick back in, replacing Chelsea Stevenson. 53.7 seconds left to play here in the first half. Streaks with a lead, 20-9. Second shot rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped up and finally comes down to Youngquist for Metamora. Youngquist holding on out high, right side. Now at high left side, it goes to Tyra. Now left wing, Yanko. Top of the key, Youngquist fires a three, misses, and the rebound to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble. Nice look underneath. Audrey Peck running the floor, lays it up and in. Another good fast break for the Healdsburg Silver Streaks, and Audrey Peck, your big run on the floor, that's always helpful.
Yeah, and it, you know, Riley has such good court vision that when she sees that, she sets it up well, too.
And another turnover, good defense by Cadence Leidick as she bothered Yanko and she lost a handle on it, went out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench. They've got it with 16.3 to play. 22-9 is the Galesburg lead. 14 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt being guarded by McClure. And now McClure is going to be called for the bump. And that'll be her first then since that last one wasn't on her. That'll put Riley back at the free throw line. I'm sure Brianna Morrow is not happy about that.
Why? No, there wasn't much of a question there because she just slapped Riley going for the steal.
Arlita Brown back in replacing Audrey Peck. Audrey with just one foul. Coach doesn't want her to get the second. Streaks only had two team fouls here in the first half. 9.8 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Another chance with one and bonus and hits the first. Last time she hit the first, missed the second. She's got five of the Streaks, 23. 23-9 now. 9.8 seconds to play. Second shot for Riley is up, and that one is perfect. So 3 for 4 from the line for Riley Jenkins. 8 seconds to play. This is Tyra, right wing. McClure picks up, looking for help. Right baseline to Tyra. Inside to Terry. Nice job on the defense by not only Lauren Livingston fronting, but Arlita Brown coming from behind. Got the steal at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. A good one for the Gales. Well, a better one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks than the Metamora Redbirds. Second quarter looked a little bit better, especially late in the quarter. But the Streaks lead it here in the season opener. It's Galesburg 24, Metamora 9. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and talk about this first half, talk about the upcoming schedule and more. Streaks lead 24-9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Dave Scholl, director of the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter. Help us to continue to provide free clothing, food, shelter, and counseling to needy men, women, and children. Donate to our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Galesburg Rescue Mission Harvest Time Share-a-thon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, welcome back to John Field Gym. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson. We're at halftime of the season opener. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Metamora Redbirds by a score of 24-9. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Streak sophomores lost their season opener. It was a close game for about 2.5 quarters, and they fell to Metamora 56-34. was the final in the sophomore game here tonight. Streaks in the varsity game led 13-5 at the end of the first quarter and outscored Metamora 11-4 in that second quarter for the 24-9 lead. Well, here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. The Streaks will be back in action this Saturday. They will play two games here at John Thiel Gym. The first one will be at 10:30 on Saturday morning. They'll take on the Freeport Pretzels. Eric and I will take the air at about 10:10 here on WGIL. Then they'll play the late game on Saturday night. They'll take on the Springfield Senators. That one scheduled for a 7:30 start, so around 7:10 for the pregame. And with a full schedule of games, it may be a little later than that. You just never know. Again, that's coming up on Saturday. Those games at John Thiel Gym coming up on Saturday. Then next Tuesday night, Streaks will be opening the conference season, Western Big Six conference season, as they will play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs, or excuse me, they'll be on the road up at Geneseo. Of course, the Maple Leafs and the Sterling Golden Warriors new to the Western Big Six, and the Streaks will have their Western Big Six opener against Geneseo at Geneseo coming up a week from tonight, and we'll have that one for you. Now, they've changed the time again. They had moved up the time. Earlier starts, 5:30 for the sophomores, and 5 o'clock for the sophomores and 6:30 for the varsity. Well, that's changed again this year. They moved it back to 5:30 for the sophomores and a 7 o'clock start for the varsity team. So the games are going to be a little bit later. So unfortunately, those of us who do a morning show are going to get home a little bit later. But that's the way it's going to be this year. So, again, that'll be Tuesday night. All right, then coming up, next Saturday the 30th, we'll have a couple of games for you again on the girls' side. Galesburg will play Alton, and I believe rather than that one is scheduled for the Fieldhouse, I believe that has changed now. We'll get details on that coming up. I think that one's going to be here at John Thiel Gym, and then they'll play a 6 o'clock game on Saturday evening against the Pontiac Indians. And, of course, we'll have a boys' game sandwiched in between. We'll have the boys next Friday, and then the boys will have the late game on Saturday night as well. We'll have all details on all those games coming up for you. Get our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Metamora Redbirds 24-9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind, by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that the Abingdon Christian Church can help you if you're struggling after a death of a loved one. The church will once again offer Grief Share every Tuesday afternoon at 2 through December 3rd, and it's free. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clouds tonight. Widespread fog overnight, a low near 33. Widespread fog in the morning tomorrow as well. Partly sunny tomorrow afternoon, high near 52. Tomorrow night, cloudy, rain likely, a low near 46. And clouds on Thursday with rain likely before noon, a high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 30. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks in their season opener, leading the Metamora Redbirds 24-9. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. Well, first off, scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 6 points apiece for both Riley Jenkins and Kaylee Miller. Riley on a three-pointer and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Kaylee on a couple of three-pointers. 4 points apiece for Audrey Peck and Chelsea Stevenson. Audrey with a couple of twos. Chelsea with a 3 and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points apiece for Lauren Livingston and Cadence Leidick. Lauren with a basket and 0 for 1 for the free throw line. Cadence with a basket for 2 points. Streaks were hit 4 three-pointers, and they were 4 of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. For the Metamora Redbirds, not a whole lot of scoring to talk about. No 3-pointers in the first half. They had it was Alana Terry leading the way with 4 points. That on a couple of baskets in the first quarter. 2 points for Katie Ramage on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Kayla Paca on a basket. 1 point for Lexi McClure on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So just 3 for 4 from the foul line for Metamora, and no 3-pointers in that first half. Eric will be back and run down some of the other stats coming up for us in just a bit, some of the team stats and other individuals. But the turnover stat, that's going to be the big one. The streaks, Coach Massey won't be happy with the amount of turnovers, but, you know, when you're winning, it's not as bad. But that's one of those big stats that Metamora is really, really struggling turnover-wise, and neither coach is going to be happy about that stat after this game. But just not a whole lot of scoring for Metamora, and a lot of that due to the turnovers.
Yeah, well, that and their inability to hit from the outside, and I don't think they've taken much of an advantage of the fact that Terry was pretty dominant at times when she got the ball inside, and so was Paca, but they haven't gone back to that.
All right, so how many turnovers did we end up with?
Streaks had 9 as well for Metamora.
All right. Oh, so we were even then. Okay,
yes.
not as bad as I thought. All right. Just about ready to get things underway here in the second half. Streaks lead 24-9. See a future player at your alma mater, Connor Ayton, up there in the stands. Going to be pitching for Bradley next year. But, broke his leg in football. So hopefully he'll be back and be ready to go next season. Just actually signed his letter of intent.
I saw that
the other day.
Yeah.
Metamora with the basketball to start the second half. Terry has it out on the left wing. Top of the key it goes to McClure. Right wing, this is Paca. Top of the key, this is Tyra now. Dribbles right to the right elbow. Kicks out to Lulamandir. Top of the key, it's Terry. And they're going to let her fire the left-handed three-pointer. Missed it badly. You can let her have that one all night the way that one looked. Rebound comes out long to Chelsea Stevenson. Now it's Lauren Livingston with it for the streaks. On the dribble, crosses over and gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Hands off to Chelsea Stevenson. Top of the key, it's Lauren Livingston. Audrey Peck out high right side. Looking over the defense. Left wing, it goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Puts on the floor and gives to Riley Jenkins near the center circle. Metamora sticking with that man-to-man defense. Lauren Livingston dribbles left. Left-handed pass to Kaylee Miller. She'll fire the three left wing. Good. That's her third of the ball game. 9 points now for Kaylee Miller.
Who's the pass from? Was it from
It was from Lauren.
Lauren.
Lauren Livingston with the assist. 27-9 streaks. Now going down the right side. Yeah, travel is going to go against that was McClure. She took the pass from Terry out on the wing and just couldn't get the handle on it. Took a couple of steps with it. Paca's going to go to the bench, and the freshman Ramage is going to come back in. 6:52 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 27-9. Again, kind of a token three-quarter court press. Streaks with no trouble with it. Get it across. Kaylee Miller has it on the far side near midcourt. Bounces for Riley Jenkins on the left wing. She gets bumped by Terry. No call and threw it away. And Metamora comes up with it. Now Ramage on the run. Down the left side, scoops it up, laid it up and in. Ramage looks pretty athletic. Ran that one down and laid it up and in. She's got 4 points.
Yeah, I like what we've seen from her in the early going here.
Up now the full court pressure, and that's Ramage with the steal out of the trap. And now she gets it back, gets to the right wing to McClure. She'll fire the three, and she missed it. Weak side rebound, Chelsea Stevenson for the streaks. Riley Jenkins, stab of the key, right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. She'll fire the three, short, right on the mark, but short, and the rebound comes out long to McClure. McClure on the run, has a two-on-one and just threw it away. She was going to try to bounce it over to Lulaman Deer and just kind of lost a handle on it, threw it out of bounds, so another Metamora turnover. Has the other freshman checks back in. That's Cam Youngquist. I'm kind of seeing how Coach Morrow's working here. She's giving the older girls a shot. And the freshman girls are taller and they're more athletic, so might as well give them a shot now.
Streaks sloppy with the basketball again. Turn it over, and Terry converts on the two.
Atlanta Terry with 6 points down. Coach Massey calls a timeout with 5:49 to play. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:49 to play, third quarter. Galesburg 27, Metamora 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. Find your dream home. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
It's the season opener for the Galesburg High girls basketball team tonight as they play the Metamora Redbirds at John Thiel Gym. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 6:40 on WGIL.
5:49 to play, third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Metamora Redbirds 27-13. Did I just say that this game was coming up?
You did.
I should have.
It's
that
current.
Should have ended. That should have ended. Yeah, that was my fault. I didn't put an end time on it. Anyway, man, Connor Ayton's walking around with no cast or anything. He'll be ready for baseball. And the Streaks nearly turn it over again on the full court pressure. Ramage, very athletic out there on the point of that press. Streaks a little lackadaisical. They were breaking it easy earlier, but this freshman, who's actually doesn't have the body of a freshman, he's been pretty muscular and everything.
Well, and this is what I was going to say, is I would just give it to Riley and tell her to break the press on her own. Now, there she ends up losing the ball before she gets in there, but she would have pulled that one out. She probably would have been okay.
So Metamora back the other way with it. 5:22 to play, third quarter. They're trying to get back in it, trailing 27-13. Terry drives in, puts it up and in.
May on the left side. Have gotten away with a travel.
Yeah. There was that. Now a reach foul on the full court pressure. That's going to go against the freshman Ramage. And that is her second foul. First team foul in the second half. Streaks will bring it from the backcourt. It's at the end of the scorer's table. Kaylee Miller inbound. And I guess they're going to, are they going to trap? Yeah, they're going to try to trap off of this. Riley Jenkins gets it across to Kaylee Miller down the left block. Lauren Livingston. Terry cuts her off. Now she spins back the other way, puts a shot in and out, no good. Nice move by Lauren. Went one way back, looked on Michael Jordan-esque on that move, but didn't get the shot to fall. Ramage has a storm away now by Cadence Leidick. Nice defense by Cadence, and she gets pushed by Terry. And that's going to be the first foul on Atlanta Terry.
Well, Cadence Leidick making her presence felt on the defensive end for the Streaks. She's done a great job being aggressive defensively in the passing lanes, and when she sees a player hold the ball, she's attacking a lot like what we're seeing from the Metamora defense.
Streaks with it at midcourt. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt gets it across, trying to trap her, gets it off to Lauren Livingston in front of the Streaks bench on the left wing. She traveled with it.
Well, we're gonna get a foul. Oh. She got hacked in the arm.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
was it Youngquist?
When the ball popped up, she had gotten hit in the arm. Yeah, it was Youngquist. The one thing the Streaks have to do a better job of right now, though, is when they've been effective against this defense, it's been passing the ball quickly from side to side. They got quick and caught up in this dribble drive because that's what Metamora wants you to do.
Lauren Livingston out high left side. First foul on Cam Youngquist, the other freshman. Audrey Peck between the circles, left wing. Riley Jenkins fires a three, short. Rebound comes out long. Audrey Peck hustles after it, hands off to Riley Jenkins. How many rebounds does
Six.
She have? Six for Audrey Peck. 4:18 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 27-15. Riley with a dribble drive up off the glass. Got it that time.
Good take by Riley. She saw the defender coming, so she moved her body and was able. And here's Leidick again.
Cadence Leidick down the right side after the steal. Lays it up and in. Cadence Leidick trying to make a case for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game with a couple of really good defensive plays, a couple of steals, and then gets the layup. Make it 31-15 streak, 3:50 to play third quarter. Youngquist on the dribble. Out high left side, it goes to Tyra for Metamora. Tyra puts it on the floor between the circles now. Out high right side, it goes to Redgate back in. Right wing, it is the freshman Youngquist. Air ball, the three-pointer, but the rebound
double
comes
dribble.
Down. Double dribble against Katie Lalamandir. She got brought the rebound down, dribble, picked it up, and dribbled again. Back in for Galesburg, Chelsea Stevenson, Arlita Brown, as Kaylee Miller and Audrey Peck will get a break.
14 turnovers now for the Redbirds.
14 turnovers, 15 points. Under 3.5 to play third quarter, and the Streaks nearly turned it over, and they do.
There's 14 for the Streaks now.
Now McClure from the free throw line missed a shot, and a rebound put back. Lillamandir missed him, but Cadence Leidick with a foul. Yeah, Cadence tried to pass into too much traffic there, tried to get over the top to Riley Jenkins, but there was three red jerseys there.
Well, what she didn't see was down at the other end of the floor is Arlita Brown was free, and unfortunately Cadence just didn't see her.
First free throw no good for Lillamandir.
Kind of a younger player mistake there for Cadence, and that she was probably told on the press break to go to the middle of the floor, not taking into effect that the defense had all sucked up there.
Second free throw was good. Streaks break the press. Now Cadence Leidick, nice pass down to Arlita Brown on the block. Can't hit the shot, but Riley Jenkins' rebound put back is good on the left side. She's got 10, 33-16. Good job on the press break. A good pass from Cadence Leidick to Arlita Brown. Youngquist with it. In the paint to Paca. Right wing, it goes to McClure. Drives baseline. Push going to be called on Chelsea Stevenson.
Yeah, she had her hands down, put the hands on her. If she would have kept her hands up, she probably doesn't get that called against her.
Audrey Peck will check back in. She'll give, who's she going to spell? Lauren Livingston. Also, Kaylee Miller back in. Riley Jenkins will go to the bench. 2:54 to play. Here in the third quarter, Streaks with a 33-16 lead, under 3 minutes to play. Inbound comes to Paca. Out high goes to Terry. Left side, McClure down to the block, trying to get to Paca, and they had a foul.
Gonna get push.
Is it going to be Kaylee or Arlita? Nope, Kaylee. Kaylee Miller, that's her second foul. Third team foul now on the Streaks. Terry. Left baseline, it's McClure. Shovel the feet, shot the three, missed it, and the rebound goes to the floor, and it's going to be a tie-up. No, it's not. Somehow, ending up with it was Lalamandir, and then Paca got it, missed a shot. Now the ball got tapped away, and the Streaks come up with it. This is Kate. Now a reach is going to be called on Lalamandir. That's going to be her fourth. Wow, fourth foul on Lalamandir, and quickly Coach Morrow gets her out and gets Leah Yanko back in. So Kaylee Miller will run the point with Riley Jenkins getting a rest. She'll pick up on the right wing looking for some help, and it's knocked away by Yanko. And Kaylee will, nope, it'll be Chelsea Stevenson inbound from the right wing, right sideline. Now quickly Coach Massey's going to get Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston back in. They'll replace Cadence Leidick and Arlita Brown. 2:14 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 33-16. Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. Fakes right, goes left down the left side, kicks out to Kaylee Miller, left baseline for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Lauren Livingston puts it up off the glass, short rebound comes down to Terry for Metamora. Line of Terry on the dribble, lost a handle on, now got it back out between the circles. Under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Top of the key, McClure. Lexi McClure for Metamora, drives right down the right side, shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, and Riley with a rebound. Great job on the block. I think sometimes they go in against Riley, don't realize how long her arms are. Three-pointer for Kaylee Miller out high right side. No good. Rebound tapped by Audrey Peck. Is going to go out of bounds. Back to Metamora.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is McClure shoots it from such a low angle. It's great identification there by Riley to know that if she gets her hand up there, she's likely to block that shot. We saw her block a three from McClure earlier in the game.
Terry drives in, scooped it up with the right hand, short. And,
she can't touch it.
Yeah, she got her a rebound. The Streaks kind of relaxed too much on that if she missed the shot. Fortunately for the Streaks, Terry had gone out of bounds, but she ran back in and got the rebound, but you can't do that, as Eric said. The freshman Ramage back in. She replaces Paca with 1:22 to play in the third quarter. Press out there again. Lauren Livingston in the backcourt. Gets it across to Riley Jenkins. Riley left side on the wing. Kicks out to Kaylee Miller. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson fires on top of the three-point arc. That's short. Rebound comes out on the weak side to Riley Jenkins. 1:05 to play in the third quarter. Streaks with a 33-16 lead. Riley Jenkins to Audrey Peck on the right wing. Lauren Livingston out high right side with under a minute to play. Lauren nearly carried the ball there, but they don't call that in this day and age.
No.
Now Chelsea Stevenson, three, right baseline. Good on the feed from Lauren Livingston. Chelsea Stevenson with her second three of the game. She's got seven now. A timeout with 44.6 to play in the quarter. 30-second timeout called by Brianna Morrow.
Yeah, I just probably wanted to talk about her defensive rotations. Right now her girls are getting a little slow. Probably getting tired, a younger squad, as we had talked about earlier. So, you know, sometimes you go through practice and you think your conditioning is up where it needs to be, and then you get into the game and realize how much different it is in game situations. And that kind of looks like what the situation is, because we saw great aggressive defense from Metamore in the first half, and it's really slowed down here. Streaks are getting a lot of offensive rebounds, and Metamore has been slow on the ball reversals.
44.6 to play here in the third quarter. Metamore will bring it the length of the court. Streaks will pick up at midcourt as they have. We haven't seen a full court press at all from the Streaks, have we? Not necessary tonight, that's for sure. Ooh,
well,
Carey.
Coach Massey talked previously a little bit about his worry, concern about depth. Maybe he's concerned about fatiguing his girls early on.
Lauren Livingston committee called for the foul as Elena Redgate drove. Lauren got her on the arm. That's going to be her first foul. And that'll send Redgate to the free throw line with two shots with 33 seconds to play in the third quarter.
First one's off the mark.
Chelsea Stevenson back in, and she'll replace Cadence Leidick. 33 to play here in the third quarter. See the Geneseo coaching staff up there. We'll see them next Tuesday night. Conference opener a week from tonight. Second free throw up and good for Redgate. We can say he probably hasn't seen a whole lot here tonight.
No. Other than some basic principles.
Yeah, Streaks turn it over as Chelsea Stevens caught up in the corner and somebody got their hands on the ball and she stepped back and stepped out of bounds. So another Streaks turnover with 25.5 to play in the quarter. Top of the key, in and out, no good. That was Tyra and Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. 15 seconds of play. Now Riley Jenkins with 10 out near the center circle with 9. Now with 8. Don't want to get a 5 call. Now puts it on the floor with 5. Goes to the left baseline. Drives all the way in. Lays it up. Nope, but she's fouled. And I don't know if it's going to be Terry or if it's Ramage. Can't tell if it's a 3-4 or a 2-3. Atlanta Terry, that's her second foul. So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two shots with 1.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. First one is short.
Jim's getting very quiet during this game. Not a whole lot of life from either side.
And no cheerleaders tonight either. A little bit of more student section than we saw sometimes last year.
Right.
But still not very boisterous, that's for sure. Second shot is up and good for Riley. Now the Streaks have put some pressure on. It goes to Terry near midcourt. She'll fire the ball, hits the bottom of the glass. We played three quarters. It is Galesburg 37, Metamore 17. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes. Coming up next, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Will Stevenson. Improvements are being made to Knox County Housing Authority properties. We'll talk about it tomorrow night at 5:10 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Metamora Redbirds 37-17 here in the season opener. Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter.
Streaks outscored them 13-8 there in the third quarter.
Arlita Brown in there and offensive foul. Was it Arlita got called for? No. Kaylee Miller got called. Okay.
It's away from the ball, so neither of us really had our attention on it, but yeah.
All right, that's the third foul on Kaylee. Left wing, this is Ramage from Metamora to Yanko. Left wing, it goes back to Redgate. She penetrates, puts it up and in. Elena Redgate with her first basket. She's got 3 points.
Back in those 1-2-2 three-quarter court press, and Riley's
going the wrong way, and Coach Massey calls a timeout.
Yeah, Riley was in between there. I think she wanted to dribble through it, but instead of pushing the ball with a sense of urgency, she kind of let the trap set and then couldn't decide what she wanted to do with it. So good timeout here by Coach Massey to settle the troops down. You don't want some weird run happening here when you have an 18-point lead in the fourth.
All right, 7:22 to play, 30-second timeout, and streak. Just again, this is I would say one of the uglier first games we've seen in a while.
Yes.
They're not always like this, but, you know, again, you take not only first game but inexperienced, two inexperienced teams, and that's what it's looked like so far tonight. But
right.
You got the lead. That's what matters.
Yeah. Ultimately, if you can put it in the W column, that's what you're most concerned about.
Streaks with it. Kaylee Miller inbound from just in front of the scorer's table. Finally gets it to Riley in the backcourt. Riley goes behind the back, gets it across the timeline, down the left side of the lane, puts it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Audrey Peck puts it up, no, but she's fouled by Alana Terry.
You know, Riley with a great hesitation crossover there on Yanko. Yanko was right in on her the whole time, and she did a hesitation cross at the top of the key, and it took Yanko just off enough to the left that Riley was able to go right by her.
Audrey Peck at the free throw line, first one is up and good.
Sure, as any player would tell you, though, a nice move is not as good when you don't finish the bucket. And I'm sure Riley would have liked that little floater to go down for her.
Yeah, and a really good offensive rebound by Audrey Peck.
Yeah, I've been impressed with her athleticism. I didn't remember from last season, I didn't remember Audrey having that much vertical. We've seen her go up over girls a couple times to get rebounds so far in this game.
And hits both of the free throws.
And then a three missed by Redgate. Rebound comes down to the Streaks.
What happened? One of our cases had brought the equipment in. I had it sitting next to me the whole night. Now, for some reason, it wants to fall over. I don't know what got under it, why it's crooked now, but it won't sit. There we go. That's better. It was falling over onto my leg.
Leidig back into the game. Checking out is Chelsea Stevenson.
6:48 to play, 39-19. The Streaks lead. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. With two shots, the foul went against Yanko. That was her first. And Riley hits the first free throw. Was that a one-on bonus? Was that out on the perimeter? Because that was a 17 foul.
Yeah, I believe it was a one-on-one.
Okay, so she gets the bonus. Second one is up, and that one is good. Trying to figure out, I haven't seen one of the basketballs up close, but there's, and I don't know what brand they're using, but there's like a yellow or something or gold on it that's like a big label as Terry.
I think it's the Streak logo.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't tell what it was. It's prominent enough that we can see it from here, just can't see what it is. Nice drive by Kaylee Miller, the runner in the paint, up off the glass and in.
She's in double figures.
It's 11 for Kaylee, make it 43-19 streaks. Left wing, Paca for Metamora to Terry, top of the key. Yeah, you know what's not made sense to me is she drives and puts it up. Well, missed it, and another rebound for Audrey Peck. But she's been playing a good chunk of this second half out on the perimeter rather than down on the block.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'd be posting her up, and I'd run my offense through her.
I mean, granted, wasn't all that successful every time as Lauren Livingston hits a 18-footer out top. She's got four in the game, but, you know, she missed some shots early, but still, that's her range, though.
Right.
This is Redgate with it.
Streaks closing in on that magic number.
Nice look underneath from Terry to Redgate. Missed a shot. Cadence Leidick with a rebound. She'll bring it down the other way. That would be nice. It'd be the sooner you can get this game over with, the better. let's see. 45-19, 5:20 to play. Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Stops. Thought about the three, tried to scoop it in there to Audrey Peck. The ball got tipped back to Lauren. Now she turned it over, yeah. And now turnover by Metamora. The teams again exchange turnovers.
Seen that quite often in this one.
This time Riley Jenkins tries to dump it down to Audrey Peck. It gets tapped away, and the Streaks will get it back as Arlita Brown's going to check back in. And she'll replace Lauren Livingston. 5:03 to play, 45-19 Streaks. Riley Jenkins to inbound from the right baseline. In for Metamora for the first time tonight is Belle Simmons, a 5'4 junior. Chelsea Stevenson back in for the Streaks. She'll replace Kaylee Miller. 5:03 to play, 45-19, Streaks lead. Inbound comes to Audrey Peck, now to Chelsea Stevenson between the circles. Back to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Drives baseline, puts the runner up, no good, but she's fouled from behind, and it's going to be McClure with the reach. Got her on the arm. That'll be her second foul. Riley back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's got 13 on the night. And back to the free throw line. First one is up and good. Bounced around, then fell through. 14 for Riley Jenkins.
Four in a row made by her from the free throw line. She's overall, where we have her at? She's 4-7 of 9.
Second one up and good as well. 47-19, near steal by Chelsea Stevenson. McClure gets it on the right baseline, misses a shot. Terry puts it up, and it's blocked from behind. It's going to go back to Metamora. I don't know. It looked like both Riley and Audrey got a hand on that one. I don't know. I guess give that block to Audrey Peck. 4:46 to play in the ball game. Let's get a stop here and get a basket. Keep the clock running. Nope, turnover just as good.
Still a stop.
Third, tried to get it to McClure on the base or on the sideline in front of the Metamora bench, and she lost a handle on it. So the Streaks have it. 4:42 to play. Chelsea Stevens now. Riley Jenkins with it. Cross midcourt and gets bumped from behind by Ramage.
And that's going to be center to the free throw line.
Third foul on Katie Ramage, and it'll be another chance of the one on bonus for Riley Jenkins. Well, they're still as aggressive as they were defensively, but not as organized as they were. And I'm guessing that's probably due to some tired legs for one on the part of Metamora.
Right. Well, and I think there's probably some frustration playing in as well because they're not having success at the offensive end, which is it's tough as a coach to convince your players that they have to separate those two things.
First shot for Riley up and good, 48-19. Can we get it to a 40-point lead? Yes, we do. Nice scoring, Riley. We appreciate that. 49-19 Streaks lead, 4:34 to play in the ball game. On the dribble, this is Tyra. Missed the shot, and Audrey Peck with another rebound.
Audrey up to 9 now, almost to double figures in rebounds.
Cadence Leidick with it. Gives to Arlita Brown out high on the left side. Top of the key, Audrey Peck. Cadence Leidick on the left wing. She'll turn and fire the three. That's short. Rebound is going to fall out of bounds. It's going to go back to Metamora with 4:04 to play. And, yeah, the clock running. I like to see that. Armani Rivas in the ballgame for the Streaks. First time tonight. 5'1 junior. She is quick. I can tell you that. And she replaces Chelsea Stevenson. And coach is going to get some other
Well, now the clock stopped. Coach Massey having a discussion with the official Joe Townsend about something. I'm not sure what, but I don't know if it had to do with the sub. I'm not sure what happened. But anyway,
was it bad or was it the clock maybe?
I don't know. Well, now he's going to get some others up off the bench and get set to come in. Right wing, this is Paca for Metamora to McClure. McClure penetrates and nearly has it stolen away by Rivas. Now kicks it out to Simmons. Simmons goes baseline, cut off. Now to McClure. Now it's Terry, top of the key. Fires just inside the three-point arc and got it. Maybe that is her range. Who knows? That puts her in double figures at 10. Streak break the press. Cadence Leidick lost a handle on it. They're going to say she double dribbled.
Okay.
All right, four new streaks are going to check into the ball game. We have got Lily Hudgens, a 5'5 junior. Camellia Schwartzman, a 5'9 junior. Megan Roan, a 5'7 junior. And Grace Nelson, a 5'2 sophomore, all in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Armani Rivas will stay in the ball game. Under 3 minutes to play, Streaks with a 49-21 lead. This is Youngquist, left wing to Terry. Makes a move in the paint, and it looked like Camellia Schwartzman got a hand on it, missed the shot, and the rebound comes out long to Simmons. Now it's Youngquist with it. Paca left baseline, penetrates, and a foul's going to be called on Megan Roan, I believe, for the push. Yep, that's going to be her first foul.
Well, she's in the scorebook.
Yep. With 2:20 to play, the clock running. And it comes to Terry on the left wing. Look underneath to Lula Mandir. Missed a shot. Rivas with a rebound. Armani Rivas on the dribble across midcourt right side and double dribbled. Yeah, she went, thought about throwing a pass. She went and picked it up with the left hand and then decided she didn't want to pass it but dribbled again. So another Streaks turnover with less than 2 minutes to play. This is Lula Mandir across midcourt to Youngquist. Left baseline to Terry. Down the paint left side. Got it to Paca. Nice little play there. Paca lays it up and in. And that's her second basket. They get 49-23. Now we're going to have a reach against
Simmons.
And that'll send Armani Rivas to the free throw line. So we see what kind of shot she's got.
She looks very small out there.
Yeah, just 5'1". My goodness. Because even, who was it? Grace Nelson of 5'2". Not that she towers above her, but she's just bigger overall, too.
Right.
So first one no good by Armani. Not a bad-looking follow-through there. You're a long way from the basket at 5-1, though. Second shot is up. Rolled that one in. Good job. Armani Rivas with her first
point. Down the hill of the bucket.
50-23 Streaks with a minute to play here in the ball game. This is Lula Mandir. Left wing it goes to Yanko. She penetrates, puts it up
great
off the
move.
Glass and in. Wow.
Very quick, athletic move by Yanko. We haven't seen her do anything on the offensive end, and right there she showed a nice drive.
5'6", just a junior. Camellia Schwartz lost the handle. There's Revis with it. Picks it up and puts it up off the glass and in. So Armani Revis with a quick three-point run.
And we have our first.
25. Oh, we got our first palindrome of the season, 52-25. We like to be on that side of it.
Yes, we definitely do.
And now it's going to be another turnover as Youngquist threw the ball one way and Lula Mandir went the other way.
19th turnover of the game for the Redbirds.
Well, have we ever ended with a palindrome score? That's a possibility.
Not that I remember.
I can't remember that either. I don't know. 11 seconds to play. Grace Nelson drives, puts it up off the glass, misses a shot. Rebound, Revis has it. 5 seconds to play. She'll bring it back out top and fires the three. In and out, no good. Camellia Schwartzman has the rebound go off her hands. And, hey, we might have a first ever ending the score in a palindrome. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 52, the Metamora Redbirds 25. Streaks 1-0. Good way to start the season. And we'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats as well, and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 52-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
This is Dave Scholl, director of the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter. Help us to continue to provide free clothing, food, shelter, and counseling to needy men, women, and children. Donate to our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Galesburg Rescue Mission Harvest Time Share-a-thon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clouds tonight. Widespread fog overnight, a low near 33. Widespread fog in the morning tomorrow as well. Partly sunny tomorrow afternoon, a high near 52. Tomorrow night, cloudy, rain likely, a low near 46. And clouds on Thursday with rain likely before noon, a high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 30. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 52, Metamora 25. So Galesburg starts the season 1-0. Got the nice win here tonight. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, that was a problem. He did try to turn it on. Coach is coming up already. Well, hopefully, if we can get the wireless to work. That was a problem. Bill said he had a problem with a button here. So we'll see if we can. If we can't get this one working, we'll just have to have him put the headset on. Yeah, we're going to have you put the headset on there, Coach. Our post-game coach's interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win here tonight. We commented that, obviously the first game of the season, two inexperienced teams, and that's kind of the way it looked. But the bottom line, you guys come out with a win. You did what you needed to do to get the win here tonight.
Yeah, happy with how they played. I thought, for a first game, probably the first 4 minutes, 5 minutes, couldn't have been any uglier.
With yeah.
Both teams, were just throwing it up for grabs and stuff, but eventually settled down and did a decent job. And, Metamora played good man-to-man defense, and it was very difficult to some of our sets that we'd want to run, very difficult to do.
Well, that's the thing. You both had quite a few turnovers, but a lot of those that were just kind of in weird spots. I thought you guys, against their really good defense overall, you did a pretty good job in your offense of handling that pressure. A little bit late there with the full court pressure in that third quarter, they got to force a few turnovers. But I thought overall in the half court, you actually handled that defense pretty well.
Yeah, we'll have to get better with our press stuff than against the pressure than we did, and I think we will. At a certain point, we've got kids that can handle the ball. It's kind of it's tough of recognizing against that three-quarter court stuff that you want to pass it, and then there's a certain point you got to go, and we really didn't recognize when that point was.
A couple of impressive things, and I think they were both might have been in the first half. You had ran a couple of really, really good fast breaks, three passes and a layup, and one of those, your big Audrey Peck running the floor on one of them. And on that one, Riley sees the floor so well, got a nice pass into her. But just there was some good positive things that came out of this game.
Yeah, I think Audrey does run the floor well, and it was good getting her on one. And the kid that she was playing against is really a good post player, and early. We didn't get good position on her, but eventually was pleased with how Audrey played, and I was surprised we rebounded better than I thought we would.
Well, that's one of the things we talked about. Where are we going to make up for 18 rebounds a game that you lost from last year? And I think Audrey was close to double. I knew she had at least 9 rebounds. Lauren was up close to that mark. Riley got in there. I mean, you guys really did a nice job on the boards against this team. It was overall a taller team, and especially those freshman girls came off the bench a little bit taller and athletic as well, and you guys still did a really good job on the boards.
Yeah, I thought there in the third quarter, we kind of, what was it? At halftime, we were up 24-9.
Yeah.
And then in the third quarter, we had trouble against pressure, and they were kind of getting some enthusiasm in what they were doing, and they should in terms of what was going on. And I thought, I don't remember the sequence of which happened which, or if they happened back-to-back or how it was, but what to me was the sequence. There was Cadence got a steal out front and a layup, and then we come down and Chelsea's open in the corner and hits a three, and I thought that kind of finished their momentum off at that point.
Yeah, in fact, Cadence, I think she had just a couple of plays apart. She had a steal prior to that and then had the steal and the layup on that. So that was the other thing I thought, especially in the second half. Your half-court defense was very comparable to what they were doing. You guys were very aggressive and really bothering them and getting them out of their sets.
Yeah, and they in the second half, they decided they moved a lot more offensively, and so they were harder to guard. And, they're going to be, as the year goes on, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because the Ramage, whose father played here, I would anticipate that, she'll either be playing a lot more as the year goes on, or, she'll be moving into a starting lineup. But then you look, they've got, a couple of other sophomores that are playing. So they're going to be a good team. They'll win a lot of ball games. So this is, sometimes it's funny, because if this had been a game where we won 58-54, you'd come out of it thinking, everybody would come out of it and say, boy, that was a good win. The girls are going to be good. What happens? You win here and it's a low-scoring game, but you win by 25 or 30, come out and it's like, well, that team wasn't very good. Metamora is going to be a good team, and so I'm not sure that we'll be able to defend everybody the way we were fortunate to defend these guys, but good signs as far as for a first game for us.
Absolutely. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Streaks went at 52-25. So you turn around and you'll have two on Saturday. You talked about not having a ton of depth, but I thought when you did go to your bench, the girls that came in did a very commendable job. Arlita Brown came in and did some good things. We mentioned Cadence Leidick came in and did some good things for you as well.
Yeah, very happy with how both of them for Cadence as a sophomore, you want to be there, but you're not sure are you good enough to really be there and stuff, and so she'll get better and better with her experience, that she's here because she can guard. I mean, I remember when she was in eighth grade, she hadn't started as a seventh grader. As an eighth grader, I had said to Jackie Golinghorst, I said, it doesn't matter what position you play her, just put her out there and have her guard the other team's point guard, that she's, you know, athletic and does it. So it's exciting. You know, it's a different thing of where, you know, normally it's like you think of, well, a kid because of size maybe or because of their shot, of what potential. That for her, her potential centers around how athletic she is.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Look forward to a couple of games on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Mass here. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it 52-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight. It's a palindrome final. Streaks 52, Metamore Redbirds 25. Streaks with the win here tonight. Our post-game final stats are brought to you by Eric and Tom. I was just looking at our sheet, and that's... So we don't have to worry about that part of it. We'll just give you the stats. We'll start off first with the scoring for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were led by, I had a couple of players in double figures. Riley Jenkins leading the way, 17 points. She hit a three early in the game, a couple of twos, and she was 10 for 12 from the free throw line. 11 points for Kaylee Miller. She hit 3 3-pointers and a two, a basket in each of the quarters. 7 points for Chelsea Stevenson, a couple of threes and one for two from the free throw line. 6 points for Audrey Peck, a couple of baskets, two for two from the free throw line. Lauren Livingston with 4 points, a couple of baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. Cadence Leidick off the bench with 4 points on a couple of baskets. On one of those, she got a steal and a layup out of it that Coach Massey just talked about. 3 points for Armani Rivas off the bench, a basket and one for two from the free throw line. Streaks with 6 3-pointers in the game, 14 for 19 from the line. Metamora led by Lana Terry, 10 points on 5 baskets, 4 points for Katie Ramage, the freshman off the bench, a basket, 2 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Kayla Pocket with a couple of baskets, 3 points for Elena Redgate, a basket, 1 for 2 from the line, 2 points for Leah Yanko on a basket, 1 point for Lexi McClure on 1 for 2 from the line. They didn't hit any threes in the game, 4 for 8 from the free throw line.
Well, turnover-wise, both teams turned the ball over 19 times. Like we talked about during the game, a few of those at least were back-to-back turnovers where one team would turn it over and the other team would turn it right back over. So that kind of nullifies any advantage from the turnover anyway. The teams also tied in rebounds at 32 apiece. Streaks had 9 offensive, whereas Metamora had 15 offensive. Metamora shot the ball 10 of 38 from inside the arc, 0 of 11 from downtown, good for 10 for 49. Streaks, on the other hand, were 16 of 39, with 6 of 16 coming from outside the arc. Individual stats, in addition to the points Tom told you about, Audrey Peck added 9 rebounds and a block to her 6 points. Lauren Livingston had 8 rebounds and 2 assists to go with her 4 points. Candace Leidick, a rebound, 2 steals and a block, and some crucial steals at that while the Streaks were making a run. Kaylee Miller, 3 steals. Arlita Brown had a steal. Chelsea Stevenson had 3 rebounds. Armani Rivas had 2 boards. And Riley Jenkins finished the game with that 17 points. She also had 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 7 rebounds. So she really filled up the stat sheet in this one.
So the Streaks win it here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 52, Metamora 25. Streaks outscored Metamora 15-8 in that final quarter, by the way. We'll come back and wrap up business with our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Time to bring it inside.
Enter the doghouse!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Is that Jarvis on a test drive?
Y'all have heard of carpool karaoke. Well, at Galesburg Toyota, our very own Jarvis Hargis has put his own spin on this when his car buying customers take a test drive.
Oh, say, can you see?
You've got to be kidding me.
What we have on our lot.
Guess who's back? Back again. JV's back. A love friend.
Making car buying fun because at Galesburg Toyota,
culture is everything.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 52-25 over the Metamora Redbirds. Streaks, good start to the year with a 1-0 record. Time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. A couple of different ways we could go. Of course, Riley Jenkins, as you would expect, had a really good game. She's the most experienced player for the Streaks. 17 points, 5 assists, a couple of steals, a couple of blocks, 7 rebounds, really filled up the stat sheet. Audrey Pekka, not a double-double, nearly had double figures in rebounds and did some good things. Kaylee Miller filled it up from the perimeter especially. But this young lady, the Streaks have the lead, and in that third quarter, the Metamora Redbirds started to make a bit of a run, and Coach Massey kind of alluded to this. They were getting a little bit excited. They had gotten a couple of turnovers on our press, and we talked about how the Streaks picked things up defensively, and this young lady came in and got one steal that I think the Streaks scored off of. Then she got another steal and got the layup out of it, and Coach said that's why he knew she was going to be a player, and that was defensively.
Yeah, we're going to go with the number 24, the sophomore, Candace Leidick.
Cadence.
I knew. It. 4 points on the game, 1 rebound, 2 steals and a block, and those 2 steals very crucial. And she really played some lockdown defense. I had other people that were here watching the game tell me that they were impressed with the defense she was playing. And I have one person who I know well, he coaches for the junior Streaks. He said he wouldn't take her off the floor because how well she was playing defense. So, real nice game for Gaden Slidick in her first varsity game.
Yeah, that's what Coach Massey was saying in the post game when he was watching her in junior high. He told Jackie Gollinghorst, who of course has played for Coach Jackie Howard, coaching at Churchill, said, "Hey, put her in there." Said, "I don't care where you have her offensively, what position, have her guard the other team's point guard every time."
Yeah.
And she's a very good defender. And just, you can tell she was nervous, just a sophomore.
Right.
She'll get more comfortable as it goes. And again, really great job, especially defensively. Cadence Leidick, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, we won't be on the road till a week from tonight, and then we'll have Galesburg Nissan along as they'll provide our transportation for all the Streak Road games. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Well, one in the books. Hopefully, as the season goes, they'll look a little bit better.
Yeah, and you knew coming out with such a young team, we talked about it in the pregame, that this was not going to look like a finished product, and they were going to have to take some time. And realistically, the first real gauge we generally look at during a season for an experienced team is the Mattoon tournament. So we'll see what they look like by the time they get there. But they're going to see some tests before then. And
absolutely.
And, not every team is going to be coming into the season the same way that Metamora was, as they were a little bit uneasy as well, not having played a lot together yet either.
So Saturday morning, 10:30, Galesburg takes on the Freeport Pretzels here at John Thiel Gym. We'll take the air at about 10:10. That'll be the first game of the day. And then the last one of the night, we don't know what Springfield's got this year, but they're usually pretty good. They're pretty athletic, so we'll have a test for sure that game, Freeport possibly as well. Springfield game 7:30 Saturday night, maybe a little bit later than that being the last game of the day. So around 7:10 for the pregame. And then a week from tonight, the Western Big Six Conference opener against the Geneseo Maple Leafs, which will be up at Geneseo to open the conference season. So here we are. Here's the season.
Right. Jumping right in.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's going to wrap things up. Streaks winning again here tonight. A palindrome score, 52-25, the Streaks with the win. Thanks to Sean McCutcheon, our studio engineer tonight. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.